Better give him some of that woodshed treatment.
That's a good way of putting it, I think.
Go on, spank him.
Say spank him.
Team 20, in the ring.
Knocked out Jack Dempsey.
Knocked out.
Yes, okay.
Ball game. I like baseball.
You're a baseball fan, but not basketball.
Well, I mean, I ain't no fan, but I like to see him play a good game.
Yes. How about old football? Do you go for that at all?
I can't.
We don't understand the game, I think that's why.
Don't understand the game.
I like basketball, though.
They were in the ring going after each other, so we'd say they...
Fought each other?
Yes, that's...
Yeah, they fought each other. It could rain.
Okay.
It might rain.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Make all those up yourself.
The result of a try and do it.
This man up here, he's a pretty well educated man, you know. I think he is.
He seems to have traveled a great deal.
Huh?
Seems to have, yes, he is, and to have traveled quite a bit,
yeah,
too.
Of course, he's a typical government employee.
Yeah, I guess that might be true, all right. He's quite willing to talk.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's on our planning board here in the county, you know, and he just fits right in with that.
Now, you're on the board, too, with, is Mr.
That's the farm program.
That's the farm program he's on. But yeah. The zone planning board
is
Kel, and you were on that committee.
No, okay. I'm not on the planning. No.
Yes.
It's Mr. McFadden, have you seen him yet?
Yes, I have.
He's on that.
Yeah.
You're all done with him, huh?
Yes. I left my sweater there.
Oh.
I went back there this evening to get it.
He's a nice man.
Well, are they Irish or Irish? Well,
I expected them to be, you know, maybe Scotch-Irish.
Uh-huh.
But he tells me that there's a quite a strong German and strain in his family, and also apparently some Scotch background.
Mm-hmm.
But the really strong basic element here is certainly the German immigration, and the people who came and worked hard, cleared the land, stayed with it, and really made something of it.
Yeah.
Didn't they have a lot of courage, though, to come over here and...
You know, I think of that even when I went to West Lafayette 2 years ago, a grown man that I am. Left my family here in Fort Wayne, and, I got pretty lonesome, I'll tell you. 5 days a week, sometimes 2 weeks is the most I would be gone. And then I think of these people who left their country, and some never to see their father, mother, brothers, and sisters, many of them.
Oh, yeah.
Again, as you say, that took real courage.
And they didn't know the language here. I mean, the... English language, did they? There was German.
That's
of course,
right.
They could find enough to talk that, I guess.
Yeah, it'd be just like us here, going to Russia or someplace like that, you know. We didn't know a thing about their language, you don't know a thing about their customs.
That's rugged. It really scares me. I mean, when I was in France, I'd get out into the community, you know, a little while. Occasionally, I wanted to... one evening, I went out to a French village, and... followed the farmer as he was driving his herd of about 20 Holstein cows into town, into their little village. I wanted to find out something about their dairy practices. Well, I could